Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to Wisdom, Wealth, and Riches with Jackie, combining kingdom wisdom with marketplace strategies for spiritual, personal, professional, and business success. WWRJ empowers you to seamlessly integrate spirituality with the reality of the marketplace. And during this time, Wisdom, Wealth, and Riches with Jackie encourages and equips you to become that marketplace influencer God envisioned. And here is your host, Jackie Shower.
Good afternoon. I am so glad that you joined us on this Monday. This is Memorial Day. I'm Jackie Showers. I'm your host. And it is just such a pleasure and an honor to be here at this time. And I just thank God always for the love affair that he and I share. It's totally beyond compare. And I'm just excited. But before we get into our show, I just want to share with you some of the things that some of the upcoming things that we're doing and some of the things that we are doing. You know that we are we're looking forward to our minute to midnight, 11:59, a minute to midnight prayer call. So you want to mark your calendars. That's going to be January 8th but June 8th. It'll start June 8th, and it'll go 7 nights. So it'll be June 8th, 9th, 10th, 11th, 12th, 13th, and 14th. So make sure you mark your calendars. And I just want to reiterate that it is 11:59 p.m., because sometimes people think it's a.m., but it's p.m., it's at night, it's just before midnight, and we begin on that Monday, then you definitely want to come and be with us at 11:59, a minute to midnight, and I'm excited about it. We've had nothing but great things. We've heard from it. You can also go to our website if you were not with us during May's 11:59, a minute to midnight Marketplace Prayer Boot Camp. You can also go up to our website, www.themeplace.org, and you can access all 7 nights up there. And I do encourage you to go up there, and I encourage you to access them. They are they will be a blessing to you. Believe me, they will be a blessing to you. We're getting geared up for O Breakout this year. We will not be doing O Breakout this year, but we will be doing it next year. And we are looking to do some exciting things as we are leading up to O Breakout. So you want to make sure that you're connected to us. Go to our website, and you can subscribe to our email list so you can be apprised of everything that's happening, everything that's going on. And I'm just excited. Can I say that? I know some people say those are your favorite words. I'm just excited, but I am. I'm excited because I know I'm living out my mandate. My mandate is to encourage you to become all God envisioned so you can experience what he saw, spiritual abundance, wholeness, and wealth. And so you want to make sure that you go up there. You can also go to our website, www.themeplace.org, and you can also sign up for complimentary coaching sessions. That's a one-on-one session between just you and me to discuss whatever you want to discuss. So make sure you get to our website. Make sure you take advantage of it. And make sure you take advantage of all of the things that we have on our blog as well. But I'm so excited about what God is doing, and I'm excited about what God is doing in your life. And if you have a product or a service or anything, you want to keep an eye out for branding and marketing on less than a shoestring budget. We're putting things out there weekly, almost daily, that will help you take it to the next level in positioning yourself out there in the marketplace, getting that message out there that you of what your product or your service is. So you just want to make sure, hey, stay connected. Can I just tell you that? Stay connected. I'm excited about today. I'm excited about our speaker on today, Maxwell Ivey. I'm excited about his book, and his book is, and I just want to make sure I say the right name. I don't want to mess it up. Leading You Out of the Darkness into the Light: A Blind Man's Inspirational Guide to Success. So for all of you out there that are entrepreneurs, for all of you out there that you have a dream, you have a desire, you may have a book inside of you, you may have a CD project that God is telling you to do, it's something inside of you to know that there is more for me. And I want to say for those of you that are out there where you have been placing limitations on yourself, my guest today is going to show you how to overcome those limitations, how to live your dreams, how to reach your goals, how to become everything that God envisioned you to become. I'm excited about him being here with us. Max, I'm so glad that you're here with us today. And so I just want you to give an opportunity, if you could just share some background information about yourself, and also how did you come about developing this whole book that you've developed. And, you know, a lot of times people say, well, I can't do it, but you have done it, leading you out of the darkness into the light, a blind man's inspirational guide to success. Can you just give us some insight on that?
Yes. First, thank you for having me on the show, especially on this special day, Memorial Day, and we're so blessed to live in a great country and have so many wonderful people that devoted themselves and given their lives to protect our right to where we can worship how we want, where and when we want. And so I want to first give thanks for that, because it is a special day here in our country. And also for me, since I live in East Texas, where it's been raining for like a month, or at least it seems like it, it's great that I'm calling you today and I don't hear any rain falling or any thunder in the distance. And when I woke up this morning, there wasn't anything on my phone blaring at me saying that I was under a flash flood watch warning or tornado warning or any of that stuff. So that's also a great way to start your day, at least here lately. As for me, I grew up in a family of carnival owners. And when I was growing up, all I really wanted to do was to do what my dad did, which was to operate our carnival and to help him set up the rides and run the business. But I have a retinal disease called retinitis pigmentosa that causes the slow loss of my vision. And currently I am totally blind. Originally, up until the age of four, I had perfect vision, and then I started losing it. So basically, I had to find other ways to contribute, and I did the bookings. I operated a couple of kids' games, and occasionally when all else failed, they would let me help set up a ride. But that was only when it was absolutely necessary. And I did that until my dad passed away 11 years ago, and after that happened, me and my brothers were no longer able to keep the business going, so I figured I need to do something else, and that led to selling amusement equipment. That led to blogging, to social media, and it led to people saying, you know, Max, you've got a great story here. You need to share it with more people. And so that's where the book began. The book began with me accepting the fact that I have a story to share, that I have overcome a lot in my life, and that there are a lot of people out there who have no physical disabilities who need my help. They need some encouragement, some inspiration, some tools to help them follow after their big dream or their big goal. And so that's what eventually led to me writing the book.
So you say that's what led to you writing the book, was that you realized that there are people out there who needed to share your story. Now, you mentioned that your dad had passed away, and then after your dad passed away, now exactly what happened to the business?
He was pretty much... He was more important to the running of the business than we realized at the time. As I'm sure a lot of people know, you don't really miss those people or realize how much you're going to miss them until they're gone. And he was the storyteller, the jokester. He was the one that kept people's spirits up when you were having a bad day. He was the one who had the contacts. And he was also the main driver. He was one of those people who enjoyed being in a truck. And, you know, he found peace or release, or he could go to, you know, he basically could leave the whole rest of the world outside when he was driving. And when your main goal was to move equipment from one town to the next 50 weeks a year, to lose the guy who was your main driver, that's a big loss. So, and for me, I'd lost my best friend. I think I mentioned in the book that led to some depression. You know, there was a few years there where I really didn't care what I was going to do next. So, and it took a physical, it took the fact that I was, my doctor says if I hadn't changed the way I was living, I would probably be dead now. So it took a physical crisis to force me to take a long look at my life and to see what I could improve and what I could leave behind and exchange for something even better. And I think that's one of the real problems. A lot of people just don't realize how much you have inside you. You know, even me, I sell amusement equipment. I got two websites. I got two blogs. You know, I do podcasts. I do these radio shows. But even me, I didn't realize I had a book in me. Just recently, I started recording myself singing some of my favorite music and uploading it to YouTube. I was surprised that people enjoyed it enough to download it, and some even paid for it. I still think that there's more that I haven't found out about myself, and that's the thing. If you have to open yourself up. You have to be willing to say, well, maybe I can do this. Maybe there's something I haven't tried yet that will make me more fulfilled and happier with my life than what I'm doing now. So you feel that
losing your dad also made you have an eye opener as to the things that you could do and the things that you could accomplish?
Absolutely. Because if he had lived another 4 or 5 years, I would still be operating carnival games. I'd still be booking festival dates. I would have never been forced to look at myself and see what other possibilities were available to me or inside me. So, and there was a time when I was still working with my uncle's carnival, and I was going out on the weekends because it was a way to bring in some money until I figured out what I was going to do. My cousin, who also operated games on the same midway, he took some actions that forced me to leave the business for good. And I used to be mad at him. But, you know, I recently sent him an email, and I've tried to talk to him personally to thank him. Because if he hadn't taken away that last little bit that I had, I'd still be there.
Okay.
I'd still be sleeping on the floor of a travel trailer. I'd still be working a kitty heist tracker, trying to figure out a way to pay the bills. So it's those moments in life where you think that things maybe are against you or have gone totally wrong, that maybe the Lord has set you up for something even bigger and even better and even more fulfilling.
And, you know, and I think sometimes we get stuck. We get stuck at a place where we get in a place where we say, and especially in Christendom and in the kingdom of God, we'll say the devil is doing this. But sometimes it's not the devil. Sometimes it's God trying to get you in place. And the only way he can get you in place, he has to use somebody to shut those doors. Because if those doors are not shut, you're still going to try to force yourself to go through that door, or you're going to just settle. You'll just settle to be in the place where you are, as opposed to saying to yourself, maybe this is not the devil, and maybe it is God trying to get me into a place where he has something that's better for me. And so as a result, if we would just relinquish and surrender to whatever God is doing. I know for me, as I was listening, you talk about your cousin, and you said that your cousin did something, and at the time you were upset with him, but you come to realize that had he not done that, that you would not be in a position where he is today. And a similar thing happened to me when I was going to school at Wayne State University. Had the instructor, who I want to say he was prejudiced and he didn't like black people, had not called me into his office and said, hey, you need to go back and get some basics for writing. You write well, but you need these things to make you stronger. And years down the road, I didn't know how to contact him, so I just thanked him through my journal writing, just thanking him for really putting me on the right course. So sometimes when people are talking to you, sometimes you think that they're being harsh. Sometimes you think that they're being mean. Sometimes you wonder, why are they shutting the door on you? It's because it's not a door that you need to go down, or it's not a place where you need to stay. But God has another place for you, and God wants you to go into another arena, because God has so many great things for us, and we have to understand that God told us to subdue and to take dominion, and that means in the marketplace. And that's one of the areas that we definitely have to subdue and take dominion. Now, what are some things that you... Go ahead, Max.
I was just going to mention another thing that had happened to me. A couple of years ago, I responded to a request on LinkedIn from a radio show host named Brian Jackson, who wanted people to come on and talk about their small businesses. And I went on his show. Mm-hmm. Our first visit was very rocky. He threatened to play the audio. It was every time I was on his show, it was that bad our first time. My second time was much better. I got to be a regular guest, and I got to be a small sponsor. But last year, some things happened where we had to part ways, and it wasn't a friendly parting, and to this day, he still won't reply to my emails. But I have to thank him, because whenever I do a show like yours, it reminds me that, you know, those days when I did that show every week, it was preparing me to go on the radio shows and be in a better position to tell my story. And it also reminds you that sometimes people aren't meant to be in your life forever. They're just meant to be in your life long enough to get you ready to take that next step. And so, you know, God first brought this man into my life and gave me an opportunity to improve my skills as a business person, as a marketer. And then when it was time for me to move on and start doing more shows and doing shows with other people, he basically came along and said, well, Max, if you're not going to realize that you need to branch out and spread your wings to more opportunities, I'm going to help you do it. And that's exactly what happened.
And, you know, and sometimes God just has to push us out there, because we're holding on and he's saying let go. Normally when people tell me I've lost my job, this is the first question I always ask them. What has God been telling you about that job? That's my first question. And they'll look at me and I'll say, have you been saying that you wanted to leave the job? Has he been telling you to leave the job? And I'm telling you, probably about 99.9% of the time, they say yes, that either they want to leave that job or God has been telling them that he wants them to leave that job, and they've been holding on to the job. And he's saying, but I got something better for you. And you know, jobs can become a trellis around your neck, because you oftentimes were working in jobs, and I'm pretty sure you can attest to that too, Max, as you were talking about some of the things that you went through. You're working in a job. It's not really what you want to do in life, or it may be similar to what you want to do, but you're too afraid to move out of that comfort zone. How can you tell our listening audience how they can move out of the comfort zone when something is so comfortable? It's so comfortable from, let's say, a monetary standpoint, but it's not comfortable. It's so comfortable that it's uncomfortable.
Yeah, that is a difficult thing to help people with, because so many of us, myself included, get in a position where things aren't great, but we worry that if we give up what we have, things could be even worse. And so I find that one of the things that helps a lot is to have at least one person that you know of that will help you through the process. Some people call it a mentor. Me, I just say that everybody has that one friend that will tell them the honest truth, whether they want to hear it or not, and will tell them in a direct, if not brutal, way to make sure that you get the point. And you have to have that person in your life. If you don't, you have to find them, and you have to listen to them. But more importantly, you have to be willing to love yourself enough to say, this isn't good enough for me, and there are things I can do right now that will make my situation better, or that will make it easier for me to get out of this position that I'm in, get away from this comfort zone. And that leads me to my core belief, which is I tell people the one thing I do every day is I do at least one thing today that will put me one step closer to my ultimate goal or goals. And I tell people, do what you can, as little as it is, as well as you can today, and then do it better or do more tomorrow. And It's very simple. Lots of people have heard it before. Thing about the simple, the thing about the simple words is you have to hear them over and over again, and then you have to actually do something with them, which is why I included my email address in the book. You know, a lot of people advised me against it. They said, Max, if you put the email in the book, people aren't going to call you for coaching. They aren't going to ask your help to go after their dreams. And I said, well, I'm giving them this book, and I'm giving them the steps, but I know lots of people that have read the book or listened to the audio or went to a big seminar, and they still couldn't activate on what they had learned when they got home, and they were there by themselves looking in the mirror. And so I said, if I'm going to put myself out there and say that these are steps I've used and that will work for other people, I need to give them a way to contact me as they're working through the steps. So the email address is in there, justask@theblindblogger.net, and I encourage people to either let me know or to communicate with me if they're stuck on any one of those steps once they start the book. And so far, the crazy thing is of the people who have bought the book, I've only had two people who have actually taken me up on it. And to me, that is basically insanity. If you've got somebody that's done it, that's been through all the wars, and is willing to share their experiences and help you with your journey, it would seem to me to be just total nuts not to take them up on it. But so far, only two people have actually sent me emails as they've worked through the steps.
That's really interesting. You know, a lot of times people they say they want change, but they don't always want change, because part of wanting change is that you have to be willing to step out and ask for it. And if you have someone like Max who's saying, I'm here to help you, and I'm here to help you change, and you don't reach out there, for the change. I know for myself, I do mentoring, I do coaching, and as I mentioned earlier, is that, you know, we give a complimentary session away. And you'd be surprised at how many people who don't take advantage of these complimentary sessions in order to go to the next level. Now, Max, I want to talk to you a little bit about, because I know you have some eye challenges, that you have some seeing challenges. How do you think that has come into play into you just having a total mind transformation and moving forward?
Well, I think one of the things that is, I didn't lose my vision all at once. I lost it gradually over a period of years, and I had to first adjust from reading regular print books to large print, and then to using a closed-circuit television monitor, and then to audio and braille. So it seemed like every few years I was having to basically refocus how I did things, and I think that the constant ability or constantly having to change has put me in a better position, made me tougher as far as being able to do whatever work is necessary to get to the next step now that I'm out here doing what I'm doing now. Some people have asked me, Max, do you think that you would be getting as much recognition if you weren't blind? And I tell them, I think maybe a few less people might have wanted to help me along the way. But then I remind them, you know, even without the blindness, I'm in a unique industry. I help people sell amusement equipment. That's not something most people know anybody that's doing. And I'm a good storyteller, or at least that's what I get told quite often on my blog. So I think I would still be an engaging person. I think I would still be doing radio shows and coaching. It just so happens that that God wanted me to do do this in a different way. Somebody recently asked me my view on my blindness and the Bible and God, and I said, if God wanted me to see, I would see. If he wanted to heal my sight, he would have healed my sight. The fact that I'm still blind means that he has something for me to do as a blind person, and I'm going to continue to do that. And hopefully I can inspire and motivate a lot of people who don't have any other real excuses to take those steps in their lives and finally take that big step, finally go after their dream or after their goals. And, I think I'm going to take an example from you. You offer the one-hour free coaching. I think what I'm going to do is, if anybody emails me this week and says that they heard me on your show, I'm going to give them a free copy of the book. including the email support. So okay. I hope people are listening, and I hope you mention that in the show notes, because I think that today being a special day and enjoying being on your show, like I said, I think I'm going to take your example and plant some seeds and send some books out and see what happens. So just mention the show name when you email me, and you get a free ebook.
And so what we will do, we're going to put that link up on our website. We're going to have it on our social media. So then if you want to connect with Max, and as he has said, he will give you a free ebook if you want to connect with him, and you'll have, and we'll make sure that you have the information on how to do that so you can get your free ebook. Now, those who don't take advantage of it, that's on you. Because from my standpoint, free is always good. Any way you look at it, free is really good. You know, it's like free is a better price than anything.
Yeah, I've had a chance to connect with Rob White, who's one of the more well known coaches, and he's given me some help for free. And he said, Max, when you get something for free, when you get something for free, you have to pay for it in other ways. He said, when I give something for free, I expect hard work. And that's what I've given him.
Mm-hmm.
And one thing a lot of people say about me is they go, Max, you're unique. When people give you advice online, you actually take it. When people challenge you to do work, you actually do it. Most people have to pay cash money and invest in a program for them to do the work that goes along with it. And people have actually told me I need to raise my prices for coaching because they're not expensive. Who really need my help? That's about as backwards as I can think of, but that's something I've heard several times lately.
But Max, that is so true, because people feel as though that if they pay for it, it's better. And I remember a few years ago, I wrote a blog, and on my blog, I talked about how the no-name people. And I talked about how these no-name people on tomorrow are going to be the very people that all of a sudden you're going to have to pay a huge price tag for. You know, when you think about the Joel Osteen, the Bishop T.D. Jakes, when you think about the all of these people, the Oprah Winfrey's, at one point they were no-name people that people would not go to see for free. We're talking about for free.
True.
We're not talking about paying. We're talking about for free. You know, like you look at Bill Gates and even President Barack Obama. There's this pastor. He tells the story about how he was at this event, and at that time he was Senator Barack Obama, and he may have been senator, or he may have been just before he became senator. But they were trying to get him to take a picture with him. And he was saying, oh, you know, politicians have a whole lot of craziness going on. So every time they try to get him in the picture, he leaned out the picture so he wouldn't be in the picture with, at that time, Barack Obama. He wasn't president. And he said, now he's like, dog, I should have gotten in the picture. But that's often what happens to us, is that we're going for these named people all the time. And you're saying, oh, if only I could pay the money for their course. But there are people, because God knows that at every level that there are people who want to go to the next level, and he has somebody who, like Max, who they may not be charging $1,000 an hour, but you know, I don't know if I want to do their work because I'm going to go with somebody over here that I have to pay them more money, because it must be better because it's more. Just because it costs more money, it does not mean that it's better. And you have to understand, in order for you to even get to the place that you can pay their money, you need to say, you know what, there are people down here that I need to patronize their services right now, because at some point you're going to want someone to patronize your service, because no one's going to, when you start off, no one's going to say, I'm going to pay you $1,000, because they don't know you. But part of growing and part of maturing in your business and whatever you're doing is learn how to support and learn how to patronize others as you're moving forward. And so, you know, Max, I think that you hit on something right there, because, you know, it's that when you have someone like Max who's saying that, you know, these are the things that I've done, and when you think about it, there are a lot of people who they don't have any physical challenge to stop them, but their physical challenge is more challenging than the fact that Max can't see, because they can't see. They cannot see with their spiritual eyes. They really are blinded, and they are at a disadvantage more than somebody else that may have some type of physical challenge, because they're actually worse off, because they won't do anything. The challenge they have is them. Laziness, that's a challenge. These are things that challenge them. Fear is a major challenge. Fear totally blinds you to your success and blinds you as to the great things that God wants you to achieve, blinds you from starting a business, blinds you from writing a book, blinds you. It just blinds you from doing anything in order to get out of your present situation so then you can go to another level. Fear will blind you. And people say, well, no, it doesn't. I say, oh, yes, it does. Because when you begin to operate in fear, you cannot see. And all you can see is right now. You don't see tomorrow. You don't see next week. You don't see next month. And Max said something that was key. He said that every day he's building. Every day he's working harder than he did the day before. But when you operate in fear, you cannot see that. You cannot see that what you do today is going to have a major impact on what you do tomorrow. All you can see is right now. So today you say, oh, my God, I can't do anything. Tomorrow you say, oh, my God, I can't do anything. The next day, the next week, the next month, and you know what? If you look up and you're saying, I've done nothing for the last 10 years, that's because every day that's what you're saying. Next, what can they begin to do in order to get out of that vicious cycle of nothingness?
Well, in my book, I tell people to first define what it is that they want to do, and then to divide what they have to do to achieve that goal into four steps, into four categories. And the most important category is, what is there that I can do today or right this minute that will actually get me closer to my goal? And, you know, you mentioned a lot of people want to start a business, And so I ask people, have you went and submitted the DBA thing or the federal tax number? You know, have you even come up with a name or what kind of products you think you could sell or what kind of services you think you could offer? Have you filed for a domain name, or have you filed for a blog? Because you can get a blog for free. It doesn't cost you anything. You know, there are lots of little things that you could do today that will prepare you for those big steps later. But the important thing is you have to do those little things each day. I think the real way that fear gets people is they look at everything that's going to take to make their dream come true, and they go, I can't do all of that. I don't have enough time. I don't have the skills. I don't have the money. There's, you know, they'll find an excuse as I don't have the time. My family won't support me. My friends will leave me. There's all kinds of reasons, all kinds of fear that the gremlins will use to keep you from moving forward. And that's why I focus on the small daily activities instead of the big goal. I actually tell people not to look farther than 30 days down the road, because the farther in advance you start to look as far as what you're going to do next, the more likely you are to overwhelm yourself or scare yourself into going backwards or just staying where you're at right now. So, one of the other things that I offer is I'm there to encourage, motivate, and inspire them. You know, a lot of times people know exactly what they need to do. They have a good idea what they need to do next, don't have anybody in their lives who can motivate them to actually do it or who can help hold them accountable. And with me being blind, you know, one of the things people tell me all the time is, well, Max, after I read your post or after I talk to you, I realize I don't have any excuse. There's no reason why I shouldn't be doing this. There is absolutely no reason on earth or in my mind that I can't do this. Because if you've done all this stuff, you know, is there anybody that can't if they just decide they want to?
Mm-hmm.
And of course, I've been blessed. I've had lots of great friends online and off who've helped me along the way. And you know, that's the thing. Most people think they have to do it themselves, but the truth mm-hmm. is there are lots of people out there who are waiting to help you, who would love to share their knowledge, experience, talent, skills, but they're waiting to be asked. And until you ask them, they're not going to help you. So there are lots of little things people can do, and I'm here to help them wherever I can.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
I was hoping we didn't lose you.
No, I'm still here. I hear the wind. Yeah. I hear the wind rustling the leaves, but I'm still here.
Oh, okay. Okay. You hit it on the nose when you were saying that that word ask, and you know, in order to reap the receive, you got to sow the ask. If you never sow the ask, you're never going to reap or receive. And so, if you're sitting there and you're afraid to ask, I'm going to tell you how to do it. I'm going to tell you how to get past it. Just do it. That's it. Just ask. If they tell you no, so what? If that person tells you no, there's another person coming along. So what? They tell you no. And if you have a hard time getting told no, maybe what you need to do is call, get a friend and say, every time I ask you something, just tell me no. Just tell me no. So then I can get past being afraid of no. And then you can say, well, you know what? I know I'm coming to my big yes. And the bottom line is, these no's, they mean absolutely nothing. Because if you have someone just, if you do this exercise and just have someone say no, 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 after a while you're going to get tired of them telling you no, and you're going to do it yourself. It's simple as that. You're going to make it happen. I used to get tired of asking my brother to show me, to do design work for me, graphic design work. Finally, I said, I'm doing it myself. I get tired of asking a friend to help me build a website. And I said, I'm going to do it myself. Now people are asking me to help them build websites. So, you know, when you get tired of hearing that word no, when you get, as Fannie Lou Hamer says, when you get sick and tired of being sick and tired, then you're going to go to that next level and you're going to make some things happen. I'm so excited that Max has come to be with us. Max, can you just take a few minutes to just give us some closing remarks as our show is coming to an end? It has just been, this has been great information that you're giving. And remember that we're going to have up on our website the link, so then you'll be able to get Max's ebook for free. So, but Max, can you just, as we're wrapping up, to just give some insight, some parting words that you could give to our listening audience for success?
Okay. First, I just wanted to reply to what you said about being told no. I find that people have a much easier time asking for help if they think about it this way. The person that you didn't ask, you are robbing them. You're stealing from them. They have you're keeping them from feeling the joy that would come from helping you if you just ask. So by not asking, you're doing these other people in your life or in your circle or people that you've met, you're doing them a disservice. You are actually stealing from them. So that's one thing I tell people who are afraid to ask. My dad always said, if you don't ask, they can't tell you yes. So I like that one for me. And
I like
just remember,
too.
he was great with saying like that. He also
the energy right there. One thing I tell people, I said, all they can do is tell me yes.
Yeah, that's what he always used to say. If you don't ask, they can't tell you yes. But the main thing I want to remind people of is you have everything you need to go after this big goal inside you. You have the talents, and what talents or skills you don't have, you can find, beg, borrow, or steal. But you have to be willing to take those small steps every day. And if you're not in a position where you can take them, then you need to find somebody who can help you take them. And I like to tell people, my job is to help them get clear, to define their goal, to determine the steps they need to take, and to keep them motivated and inspired and held accountable along the way. And I think those three things, if I do those right, most likely in 90 to 180 days, they're either going to meet their goal or they're going to be so far along the way to getting it, they won't need my help no more.
Mm. That's, you know what, I think that is really powerful. Listening audience, take advantage of what Max is offering you. If you are at a place where you know you want to move, if you're at a place where you've been saying, I know I can do better, you want to take advantage of the offer that he has given in order for you to maximize who you are, as well as take advantage of the Me Place complimentary coaching session as well. Do whatever it takes in order to get to the place where you need to be. Do whatever it takes in order to overcome the fear that prevents you from doing exactly what God says. But even more, I want you to begin to just be honest with yourself, that if you're not honest with yourself, you're never going to overcome the hurdles. You're never going to be able to be successful. Just acknowledge the fear and keep it moving. You know, fear, you can either, fear is false evidence appearing real. You can either face everything and run, you can face everything and remain, or you can decide, I'm going to face everything and I'm going to rise. And that's the way that you want to go. You want to face everything and you want to rise. I want to thank Max for coming and being with us on today. I want to thank you, our listening audience, for being with us as well. And I do direct you to our website, www.themeplace.org. That's themeplace.org. There is so much information out there. Make sure that you subscribe to our e-blast so you can keep abreast of everything that we're doing, because we want to make sure that you're able to take advantage of all the upcoming events, the upcoming activities that we are doing, and we want to make sure that you become the best person that God envisioned for you to be. And so I just want to say again, thank you, Max, so much for reaching out to me and for letting me know that you have all of this wealth of information to share with others, so then you could come and be a part of our show, a part of Wisdom, Wealth, and Riches with Jackie Blog Talk Radio Show. And again, put on your calendars, June 8th through the 14th for 11:59, a minute to midnight marketplace boot camp. You want to be there because you will go to another level. You don't have to physically be there. This is a conference call. It's going to be done via the telephone. But all you have to do is stay awake, aware, and alert. And believe me, you're going to go to the next level. So with that, I want you to enjoy your Memorial Day. I'm enjoying mine as I celebrate the accomplishments of the sacrifice that my sister, my best friend, made, Major Patricia Holmes Ellison, who made her transition from this world into eternity on May the 13th, 2013, and who had served in Desert Storm. She was one of the few women in our history who they allowed to keep a command, a co-ed command of both men and women in Desert Storm, and she succumbed to her wounds that she suffered while she was in Desert Storm. Awesome soldier of soldier, and I just thank God for her, and we're thanking God for every man and woman who have served this country and gave their lives for this country and keep their families uplifted in prayer. I look forward to seeing you next week on Wisdom, Wealth, and Riches with Jackie, Blog Talk Radio. Be blessed.
Thank you for listening to Wisdom, Wealth, and Riches with Jackie. We encourage you to visit our website at www.tsgm.org to subscribe to our weekly e-blast, Showers Blessings, and keep apprised of our activities and events. Learn more about the Me Place Empowerment Institute at www.themeplace.org. And it is always our prayer for you to have a successful, prosperous, and productive week as a marketplace influencer.